This idea was submitted by Benson Smythe, and I love it so much because it just has so much potential. It can go in so many directions just because it's so simple. Someone's in the cold. You're afraid you might get frostbite. Let me warm up your hands. Don't let me warm up your cock. I mean, I could see this going in such a pornographic direction, like cheesy porn, which would be funny, but I went in another direction with it, and I went in like a pretty serious direction, like a, I don't know, I took it pretty seriously. And this is one of my favorite scripts that I've written, honestly. It might be my favorite. I love The Drunk Knight too. So yeah, it's a toss up, but I love this one so much. And I had friends who went away after high school, just never came back home. So I was thinking about that when I was doing it, because I had to think of like really good motivation for this guy to be outside for so long in the cold. So he's just completely stranded, didn't keep in touch with anyone. His parents are out of town and he doesn't even know it. Oh, I had to do the love interest with the neighbor. So I had a crush on my next door neighbor when I was little. Well, he wasn't actually my next door neighbor. I'm not going to give too many details, you know, I want to remain anonymous, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he lived next door for the most part. He was a little bit older. And so, yeah, I had a crush on him. I thought he liked me too. I don't know, there were so many mixed signals there. Who knows? He was a little bit of a bad boy. a lot of a bad boy, I guess. Or trying to be a bad boy. Not like a real bad boy. I don't know. So yeah, I kind of got the next door neighbor thing from that. And I did not have blinds on my windows for the longest time. So yeah, I probably put on a show. Unintentional, I'm sure. But I was also reminded of this time when my friends and I were probably in middle school. My friend lived next to this guy who our friend had a crush on. So I think they started dating and they never hung out in person. They always just like talked on the phone whenever she was over. So then, yeah, like, just talked on the phone with each other, even though like he was right next door. Anyway, she got him to go in front of his window in his underwear and touch himself. I remember we were at middle school. Oh, so I just was reminded of that a little bit when I was writing this. It's not too inappropriate to share. I mean, like, we couldn't see anything. Like, it was over his boxer, so, you know. But it was just for a second. But we were like, oh, scandalous. And then I think I took a popsicle and I like put it like as far down my throat as I could. Oh. Anyway. And so then we find out that she's just been having all these fantasies about being in his bedroom, and I did not have those fantasies or anything like that about my next door neighbor, honestly. It did not go that far at all. I was young, like elementary school to middle school, and eventually I had my friends ask him out for me, and he said no, so I got rejected. But he was only talking to my friends and not me. And this was middle school. Anyway. But I have felt like that before where, you know, if you have this crush, like a celebrity crush, and you're, you know, in high school or whatever, and you're just like wanting to be, I remember I used to want to be Trent Reznor's dog, because I was like, okay, if I'm his dog, then like I can be in his house and I can like snuggle up with him and to be his dog for one day. So that's kind of where I went with this, where she's just like, I wish I was there. I wish I was in that room. She can see some of it. She wants to get a good feeling for who he is. And he's a mystery. And that's kind of based off of someone I know too, who is total mystery. And even his friends, like, no one knows anything about this guy. Like, he keeps it all inside. Like, no one knows a damn thing. And so I always wondered, like, who is this person? I have another audio. It's, what's it called? Helping You Finish. See, I'm not good even with my own titles, so no one get offended when I'm not good with your titles. I'm so bad with titles. Usually I have to look them up for these kind of things. Anyway, I also get into that, just like the whole mysterious thing and not knowing who someone is. And there's something about someone who's mysterious. I don't know what it is, but it's very alluring. And I don't know, like, I guess keep the mystery alive. Because that's so alluring. And I always worry too, like, if people find out too much about me, you know, even through these commentaries or through my tweets or through my subreddit, I'm like, are people gonna like me anymore? Are people gonna wanna listen to me? Keep the mystery alive, folks. So yeah, a lot of this is personal. Well, a lot of the stuff in a lot of my audios, I take stuff from my real life, of course, and I inject it into my writing and my improv. Once I figured out that she'd always wanted to see his bedroom and she'd always just like had these fantasies about being with him and finding out more about him and just being with this mysterious guy and trying to like find out who he is and just this longing, I knew, I'm like, she has to go to his bedroom. She has to actually be in there because that would be surreal after all these years. So I found a way to make that happen because it had to happen. Like at that point, it had to happen. And I just got goosebumps too when I was writing it. I was just like, I got chills. I'm like, oh, yes. I've been there. No, I'm not an obsessive person. What? So it does end on like a very sweet and cute note. I thought maybe it was taking it too far to have all the perving like through the windows, but it seemed right. It did. Like, I've kind of done that. Just the stories that I've already told. So like, it felt right, especially to move the story along. To where, you know, he's got his hands under her breast and just to keep it moving to sex, it made sense. Like there had to be something sexual that happened beforehand between these two, even though they've never really even talked to each other. There's still a whole history and I love that. So this one, I just really love it. It's two strangers, but they're not strangers. They've known each other for 18 years of their life. And now they're gonna fuck.